prove it. Is the 4.0 Solutions / Walker Reynolds Annual Industrial Operations Conference. This year it drew 51 software vendor sponsors and hundreds of manufacturers to Dallas for 5 days of live demos, keynotes, and honest conversation about what's actually working on the factory floor. I stayed for 2.5 days and already regret having to miss the last 2.5 days. The prove it. Philosophy: stop selling features. Walker's keynote set the tone for the vendor community. The conference format itself is designed to simulate real factory conditions, incomplete data, delayed responses, messy reality, and vendors are expected to demonstrate that they can solve problems under those conditions, not just present polished slides. His message to vendors was blunt: focus on end-user problems, not marketing. His message to attendees: judge vendors not by what they demo on stage, but by whether they can operate in your chaos. On AI specifically, Walker was deliberately optimistic, a counter to fear-based narratives: humanity is going to win AI. I am absolutely not a doomsayer.
The Kepware disruption, a live risk for manufacturers.
The most operationally urgent message of the conference was about keyware. With PTC's acquisition dynamics shifting, manufacturing connectivity costs tied to Kepware are expected to increase significantly, potentially doubling for some customers. Walker's practical advice: document your current Kepware exposure, develop a migration plan, and calculate conversion costs before you're forced to. Their positioning as an edge-first data platform, connecting OT, IT, and AI in weeks, not months, directly targets this gap. You cannot digitally transform without connect. It's impossible, it's where it starts. This is worth watching closely. Kepware dependency is quietly embedded in hundreds of industrial software stacks, and most organizations haven't modeled the cost of replacing it. The real problem isn't data, it's decision latency.
Jeff Winter's keynote on day one led with a scenario most manufacturers will
recognize: three teams watching three related signals in isolation, each
rationally deciding to wait until a line goes down and costs $268,000 in
3 hours. No villains. Just systems forcing good people into bad coordination.
His central argument: manufacturing generates more data than any other
industry, nearly double the next highest sector, yet IDC estimates only 3% of enterprise data is ever analyzed. 90% of IoT data is never acted on at all. The tragedy is not data scarcity, it's data invisibility. The result is decision latency, the gap between when a problem becomes detectable and when a coordinated response actually happens. Closing that gap is the real business case for industrial AI. Ignition 8.3, the composable factory platform.
Inductive Automation's Ignition 8.3 was the flagship product release at the
conference. The headline features:
composable architecture, platform configuration now handled through text
files, enabling version control and DevOps-style lifecycle management. MCP module, early access release allowing LLMs to integrate directly into Ignition, enabling engineers to use AI copilots and automate routine workflows via natural language. Full support for OPC UA, MQTT, Sparkplug B, and Sesame i3x. The MCP integration is significant. It means engineers can now query and
control factory systems through Ignition using natural language.
The agentic factory floor is no longer theoretical, it's shipping
what AI can and can't do on the factory floor.
Every session touched on AI, and the honest consensus was consistent: it's
genuinely useful, but not in the ways the hype suggests.
What's working?
Flowfuse reported a 250% increase in development speed in a single week
using AI-assisted Node-RED flow building. Fuse demonstrated that AI analyzed pump jack pressure patterns better than software that had been in use for 20 years.
Tulip's no-code platform now lets quality engineers build apps by describing them in plain language, no developer required.
TeedEngine is shipping built-in AI agents that auto-generate dashboards and
reports from time series data,
where humans are still essential.
Validating AI-generated code and outputs, the 80-20 problem gets it mostly right, breaks at the edges.
Anything requiring empirical certainty, sensor physics, process,
chemistry, safety decisions,
contextual judgment under ambiguous or novel conditions.
LLMs are language reasoning tools.
They are not empirical.
They cannot
extrapolate.
They can do some interpolation with the right rules.
The pattern across every session, AI as accelerator, not replacement.
The
risk is overtrusting outputs in high-stakes manufacturing contexts without
human validation loops in place.
The execution gap, why data alone doesn't stop downtime.
Machine Metrics and MaintainX both addressed the same structural problem.
And it's one of the most underappreciated gaps in industrial digital
transformation.
MaintainX cited a striking stat: 78% of manufacturers have some level of
automation, yet 68% reported the same or more downtime last year despite
those investments.
The problem isn't lack of data.
It's that data doesn't
automatically trigger the right human action.
The link is missing.
That's why your data doesn't stop downtime.
MaintainX's pitch is to be the work execution layer for the unified
namespace, translating OT signals into maintenance work orders, connecting machine health data with tribal knowledge held by technicians.
Machine Metrics approaches the same gap from the analytics side, AI-generated
shift summaries, automatic work instruction creation during changeovers,
and integrated scheduling, all at roughly $50,000 per year for a small plant.
The insight here is architectural, closing the loop from sensor to human.
Action requires a dedicated execution layer, not just better dashboards.
Open standards versus consolidation risk.
ThreadCloud's Bob van der Kielen put the ecosystem risk plainly.
The danger is you can easily get bought.
Prices go up.
Open standards
become closed standards.
Open, transparent things become black boxes.
This landed differently in the context of the Kepware discussion.
The
conference's general ethos was strongly pro-open standards, partly
commercial positioning against PTC and Siemens lock-in, partly principled
stance about how industrial ecosystems should evolve.
The protocol stack the community is converging on, OPC UA plus MQTT plus Sparkplug,
B plus SESME II3X.
Inductive automation supports all of them natively.
Dados
announced a new MTT protocol capable of handling 3 million messages every 5
milliseconds, translating industrial messages into graph tables that LLMs
can query directly.
Open architecture isn't just a preference anymore, it's becoming a
strategic moat for vendors and a risk management requirement for
manufacturers.
5 things worth writing about.
The Kepware story is underreported.
It's live enterprise risk for
hundreds of manufacturers right now, and most haven't modeled their
exposure.
MCP is becoming the industrial integration standard.
Both Ignition 8.3
and Fuse are shipping it already.
The agentic factory thesis is
materializing ahead of schedule.
The execution gap is the real ROI.
Not more sensors or dashboards, the
value is in closing the loop from data to human action.
MaintainX and
Machine Metrics are building exactly this.
AI validation is an underaddressed product design problem.
Every session
acknowledged it.
Nobody has fully solved it.
There's an article, maybe a
product, waiting in that gap.
Prove it
is building something rare, vendor accountability culture.
Walker's model of forcing vendors to demonstrate solutions under realistic
factory conditions, not trade show polish, is worth a standalone piece. Coverage from Prove It. 2026, Dallas, Texas, February 18th to 19th, 2026. Finocchiaro Consulting.